Galletsi and Ayer visited Park City this week for a free screening of smoke signals and some other community outreach activities co-sponsored by Sundance. Galletsi said that by now he's established as an author, but he said, and Ayer agreed, that Hollywood has shifted away from their kind of movie.
You know, the studios who used to make Taxi Driver, you know, who used to make those kind of films, pushed those out. Those kind of films got pushed out into the independent field and then pushed the really independent films featuring, let's say, Indians way out into the margins. The change in Hollywood has really pushed the kind of films I would like to make completely into the...
I actually got to do a Huffington Post interview a month ago because The Lone Ranger and Tonto came out. So I was relevant there for a day. And
both men returned to Sundance in 2002 with separate films, Ayer with a movie he directed called Skins, and Galletsi writing and directing The Business of Fancy Dancing. Neither got the reception of Smoke Signals. Galletsi said he's been away from Hollywood long enough to be forgotten.
You know, I've tried to get my own movies made and it doesn't happen, so I've actually quit doing that. Mostly I work on other people's projects.
But I understood that you had a film. Both of you guys have brought back films.
Yeah.
You brought back the film Skins to Sundance, and you had The Business of Fancy Dancing.
Yeah, that's 11 years ago.
Was it 11 years ago?
Yes.
They certainly didn't have the popularity of Smoke Signals.
No, so, you could hear crickets when I brought Fancy Dancing here.
Yeah, same here. I mean, I've had a great success rate of small movies opening and closing.
It's true.
Yeah, I know. I've had a great record of one movie that we distributed ourselves.
We asked them why there aren't as many independent films about Indians as there are, say, movies directed at the gay community.
There are a lot more gay people. We're a very small population, and we're a very small economic population. And filmmaking is a money-making business, and the built-in audience for us is not there.
They said any attempts to get Indian characters into movies and TV still has to overcome the cliches or political overtones that the industry expects.
The literary business, I've made it, I'm fine, I don't have to deal with the same sort of pressures, but it's still the case in the movie business. You know, every time I go in to talk about a project, there's always this unspoken idea that it has to include these tropes, these ideas, these you know, the wise elder, the angry politics, and you know, it's hard. Some of the projects I worked in that weren't Indian per se, but that I wanted to have an Indian character, I had to fight to justify the presence of an Indian in a hospital as a doctor or as a cop, or because that's not expected.
Ayer said it's even difficult to get Native American characters in TV commercials.
If you were to put Native people in a Walmart commercial, it would probably cause a controversy. Because what are you saying by that?
Yeah.
By in a McDonald's commercial, what are you saying by that?
People freaked out. They had a mixed race couple in the was that JCPenney? Who was that? They had a mixed race couple, a black man and a white woman, and it freaked people out. Miss India just won Miss America.
Right.
Freaked people out. So, you know, you put Indians in Walmart, even though that's where 90% of Indians spend all their time. Walmart is sacred in the Indian world. It would be completely accurate to have
people
an Indian
say,
family.
What? Why is there an Indian in this?
Yes.
It's political, always, you know.
Director Chris Ayer and author Sherman Galletsi. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.